You're listening to Vatican Radio. We must become good neighbours to any person in need. That was Pope Francis's message to the leaders of popular movements that are working for structural changes in society to promote greater social, economic and racial justice. Reflecting on the current global crisis driven by what he called the invisible tyranny of money, the Pope said we must find opportunities to respond with compassion to those suffering most from the violence, corruption and injustice in our societies. Speaking of the parable of the Good Samaritan, Pope Francis said an economic system that has the god of money at its centre can act with the same brutality as the robbers in that story. While we try to ignore the injuries it causes, he said, the suffering is televised live, yet nothing is done systematically to heal the wounds or to confront the structures that leave so many brothers and sisters by the wayside. But Pope Francis said the system's gangrene cannot be whitewashed forever because sooner or later the stench becomes too strong. When it can no longer be denied, he said, the same power that spawned this state of affairs sets about manipulating people's fear, insecurity and indignation in order to shift the responsibility onto a non-neighbour who can be blamed for society's ills. We must follow the examples of the Samaritan and the innkeeper, the Pope said, by providing practical support for those who suffer in body and spirit. He urged the popular movements to persevere in combating the ecological crisis and in standing alongside migrants or those who are branded as criminals and terrorists. No people is criminal and no religion is terrorist, he insisted, adding that there are fundamentalists and violent individuals in all peoples and religions. With intolerant generalizations, he said, they become stronger, feeding on hate and xenophobia. But by confronting terror with love, he said, we work for peace. I'm Philippa Hitchin.